outside. How you ride? How you use me to survive? Yeah, cause we up lit at 5. At the crib, going live, also live. Yeah, Eric hit the strippers, yo. Order V live. Order wings, told them hold it.
All right, guys, we're getting back on the show, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. No one comes into the studio at 5 a.m., so we're going to have a little conversation with my good friend, Uncle Chuck. Uncle Chuck, what's going on?
I'm glad to be introduced as your uncle. You know, after what I've been known to do, I deserve that title, so I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, Uncle Chuck, tell us about your day to day. How you been? How you doing? How you feeling? How you living?
Honestly, you know, it's just like not too freaking shabby. I mean, when it's a insane car chase earlier, high speed car chase, LAPD involved. You know, I bet tough students have hot takes about LAPD and what to do with their funding, but we don't have to get into that. But, yeah, I mean, just glad to know the boys in blue had our backs. And always just appreciate what they do for us, putting their lives on the line every day. Fucking increased funding. Fucking.
Yeah, fucking, I'm going to remind you to refrain from this colorful language. Love the passion. But, we had a segment on Elon today. What did you think?
Ooh. Oh, fantastic. Also, like, come on. Are we all not ecstatic about freaking Elon finally reversing Jeff Bezos's fascist free speech policies in Twitter, banning anyone he chooses to, banning the leader of the free world, the greatest president of all time? So I'm just excited to get back on track.
Okay, get back on track. What? Anything you want to take away? Anything you want to comment from my words? Because you go to a large state school in the largest state in the country, California.
Well, it's not a state school; it's a private school.
Okay, sorry, but you go to you are in it, living the what is it called now? The People's Democratic Republic of California.
Yeah, I mean, ever since the election of Adolf Gavin Hitler Newsom, it has been the Democratic People's Republic of California. But, you know, we're out here trying to live life. If you can survive, you know, nowadays, if you walk outside your house without a mask on, like, the police are known for shooting you straight on. It was an executive order, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think I remember.
So it's just like it's a war zone out here. It's honestly worse than Ukraine.
Wow, how tasteful! How tasteful.
That's a cancelable comment.
Yeah, Uncle Chuck. All right. Well, listen. Do you use Twitter a lot, or do you not?
I'm a big Truth guy. You know the Truth app.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware.
You know, I'm on Twitter a bit, big Elon. You know, back in the day with Jeff and Vijaya Gotti, freaking what they were doing in terms of censorship, in terms of, you know, you got to decide: are you a platform, or are you a platform, you got to decide.
Are you a platform
or are you a publisher? Like, you need to make that decision.
Are you a platform?
Yeah, you need to make that decision. And you cannot be acting as a freaking publisher if you're a platform and vice versa.
Exactly.
You better. And freaking Elon knows this. And that's why Elon's going to do great things.
But
he knows. You're either a platform or a publisher.
Yeah. You know, speaking of publishing, speaking of manufacturing data, quote unquote facts, quote unquote science, what do you have about Fauci?
Is that who you're bringing up, Fauci, in terms of manufacturing data?
It's
to lie and corrupt an entire nation into believing you, propping up the massive pharmaceutical industry, giving us these pre-approved vaccines, by the way, which aren't actually vaccines. They're mRNA, DNA gene therapy. They change your cells. They mutate it. It's not a vaccine, firstly. Secondly, we don't know what's in them. It was never approved by the FDA. It was like pre-approved authorization because Fauci, I guess he had some friends who worked at like Genentech or something. I don't know. Pfizer, Moderna, all these big pharma companies, you know, making bank. You got to ask yourself why.
Yeah, you got to follow the money, you know. And I think if we follow the money, you know where we'll end up in? The middle. If we follow the money perfectly, we'll be standing in the middle of Beijing looking around. Probably Xi Jinping's there.
In a wet market, most likely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy world we live in. Did not expect, you know, Elon to purchase Twitter. He has a lot of things going on in his life. What does he have going on besides Tesla?
Wasn't he caught up in like some weird like sexual thing with his daughter? That was in the news for a bit.
We're not gonna fact check that. We're just gonna roll with that. Yeah.
Let's just assume it's true. Yeah. I mean, nowadays, look at CNN. Why bother fact-checking? Come on. So just keep spitballing here.
If I'm not mistaken, well, this has to do with Jeff Bezos, but I'm pretty sure I heard that Jeff Bezos is either, I think he's a part of the internment, or I heard his money's all over Myanmar. And
I'm sure
he's doing stuff.
I'm sure him and Mark Zuckerberg, the two of them, they've been there for decades. Like since Zuck stole Facebook from the Winklevoss twins, he's been in Myanmar, just like destroying their natural resources. They're pumping oil out there. It's just atrocious what they're doing to the less fortunate. These guys, these multi-billionaires that are not paying their fair share in taxes in the first place.
They're not. It's scary, honestly, because
it's terrifying when I go out there and I'm like, and I like, oh my god, oh shoot.
When you go out there, oh shoot. Yeah.
There's so much people gonna move us.
Tell us, so you are an on-the-ground reporter in the People's Republic of California. What else has been going on? I heard they got a drought going on. It's weird, though. I'm just going to make a comment, okay? By the way, if you hear any news about me getting imprisoned or perishing, just know that it might be because I decided to talk about the quote-unquote California water crisis, in quotes. Crisis is in quotes, ladies and gentlemen. But I heard, and, you know, hopefully you can verify this, even though we don't need to verify anything we say because, you know, verifying is just a waste of time and stupid. But I heard that they actually are going to low-income communities and spraying water on low-income people. Like, they'll ask people how much they make a year, and if it's under, like, I think a certain amount, then they'll just spray them with water incessantly. And that's why there's a quote-unquote California water quote-unquote crisis.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you look at, like, the riots out here, like, people are just fighting for the, like, important causes. Like, the stuff we're trying to get out here, us young people, as the future generation, we are the next voice. We are, like, solely responsible for the preservation of our planet, the environment, everything that we have going for us. What were we talking about?
Oh, actually something else. So we're talking about the quote-unquote CWC, California, quote, water, quote, crisis. Something else that they don't mention, though, mRNA vaccines. You know how much water those take to make? Like 6 billion gallons per dose, or per, like, 100 doses is like the entire Hoover Dam reservoir times two just to make, like, one dose. And then they want to make it – they want to make it for kids six and under so that they can drain the Hoover Dam. That's what I heard. Is that, have you heard word of that on the street in California? Uncle Chuck, are you there?
Yeah, I'm with James wants to pipe in. James,
I'm lost.
Well, it seems that our California on-the-ground reporter, Uncle Chuck, having some technical difficulties. Maybe the water crisis is getting to him. He does sound a bit dehydrated. So I think we're going to wrap up.
I mean, the only reason I would be dehydrated... I'm cutting off. I can't hear.
All right, Uncle Chuck, we'll catch you later. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for making this final episode of Misinformed so special. Enjoy your Monday. Keep it up. This is WMFO in Medford. You heard the facts here first. By the way... The enthusiasm, we don't need the colorful language, though. But Uncle Chuck, any final words?
I just want to thank you for having me on. Tonight has been enlightening. Truly fantastic on your
WMFO in Medford. All right, Uncle Chuck. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it today. That was kind of a bombshell. Apologies for the colorful language spoken, but let's get it today. All right, we love you here at Misinformed. Let's spread some positivity, you know. Let's spread some love. Enjoy yourselves today. And hold on, let me just put on the automation before we don't want any dead air. And let's get it, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful start to your day. Tackle your dreams. There's only one person that's going to fix your life, and it's yourself. So let's get it.
Florence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio. Some fun.
said and done. I don't wear me none. I don't run and I don't hide. Don't back down and don't step aside.
get this far. You couldn't know that it was gonna be the last good day.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. the other day. I had a couple of drinks, yeah, and then I had a few more. When I finally got home, my baby changed the locks on the door. Ooh, I'm in the doghouse. I'm in the doghouse again. Mmm, yes, dear. I'm in the doghouse. The harm, this ain't gonna go nowhere. My baby walked in a restaurant, saw me and her sitting there. Lord, I'm in the doghouse. I'm in the doghouse again. Yes, I am, Lord. I'm in the doghouse. Lord, I'm in the doghouse. The doghouse again.
Time. Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
You thought you found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight. Well, there's nothing better you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. But when you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like kids just keep getting harder to find, and all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, but not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, but it ain't happened yet. So, girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Kicks just keep getting hotter.
Oh, you don't need
all
kicks,
your
girl.
Bringing you peace of mind.
Just
before
need
you
help,
find
girl.
Out it's too late, girl. You better get straight.
And don't it seem like
kicks just keep getting hotter.
Oh,
you
mind. Don't
and
need
all your
kicks,
kicks,
girl.
Hard times, because we've all got those. But you know, if we just get together, we can make it through. We can. We can. Ooh. Life is hard sometimes. We know you gotta fight to survive. What do you have to show for all those years besides some tears? So much to juggle. Feels like one long struggle. I'd love some simplicity. No more stress for you and for me. Wouldn't that be nice? That's what I'm talking about. The world is going mad. Just watch the news. So much we hear is bad. We've got the collective blues. Where is the happy? We gotta try to see some light. Find the silver lining when it feels like there ain't none inside. It's not just some cliche, the words say it all. We've all got the tools for singing the blues. Let's lift each other up, it's pretty simple if we choose.
Betcha, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kosher.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you be any more specific?
Yeah.
You're darn tootin'. 91.5 WMFO. Medford.
End of story.
Got the whole